This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, big show for you tonight, friends. Thank you for being here. Jahay is her name. She's part of the new TV show called Mars that kicks off on Monday night. And in the ladies' lounge, we've got MJ Kronfeld back, plus a very disturbing look at how Trump supporters are being treated post the election. It's Saturday night. It's Kevin McCullough. We are glad you're here. Welcome aboard. Phone lines are open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And, yeah, let me go right to the big board because we got such a big show for you tonight. And, again, the big board is for those of you watching on television, those of you listening by way of radio. You have no idea what the big board is, but it's a big board with big letters and pictures. Shh, those of you on TV don't tell them any different. Anyway, yeah, her name is Jahay. It's kind of an interesting name. She's a singer-songwriter. She is also an actress. And her new television series is one that is produced by Ron Howard. You know Opie? Yeah, that one. Anyway, kicks off. It debuts Monday night. And she's going to be with us to tell us a little bit about that. MJ Kronfeld, you know her because she's the founder of Party with a Purpose. It's a philanthropy group. She wants to really use the next administration and the next presidency to try to push for greater work amongst philanthropic opportunities. That plus, I think she's ticked that Donald Trump got elected. So we'll talk with her about all those things. Have a lot of fun with her. But I want to get started tonight right here in the city of Houston, I believe. The story was reported by the New York Post. And what was really disturbing about this is that this was only like the fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh story that I've seen in the news in the last little bit that dealt with people just losing their frickin' mind over Trump being elected. And it's one thing when it's all adults, right? Okay, so there was the story in Chicago, this guy gets sideswiped by another car, and he gets out to exchange insurance information with the guys from the other car. And someone on the side of the road goes, hey, he's one of those white boy Trump supporters. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, five dudes just come smack him around the intersection. Of course, there's tons of people around. Everybody's watching. None of them are doing anything. They're videotaping it on their phone going, hey, look at him. He's a Trump supporter. Hey, we're going to beat him down. But that's a grown man dealing with other supposedly grown men. But when you are a mom and you treat your 8-year-old boy like this mom in Houston treated her 8-year-old boy, I don't know what to do with my feelings on such a thing. Nick, if we've got the video, let's roll it. Now, not only does she do something really stupid, not only does she do something really idiotic by way of actually just hounding her son for voting for Mr. Trump in a mock election. It was a student election. It was just a stupid thing they were doing to teach him how to vote, Duncan, in school. And I don't think that that he probably understood have what was going on. But here the little guy admits to his mom that he did it. And when he gets beaten down by his mom, she just verbally, she doesn't only do it, she videotapes herself doing it. So if we've got the video, let's take a roll on that. This is from this week. Go ahead.
Since you voted for Donald Trump, you can get your get out. The suitcase is packed by the door. Yeah, been packed since this morning. Bye. Matter of fact, and get your sign so when the people see you outside, they know why you're standing out there. Here you go. Now. Here. Say your sign. Yeah. Come on here. Come on. Everyone, come on here. Let's go. Come on. Take your sign. Let's go. You want to vote for him? I'm going to show you. Come on.
Okay.
All right, that's enough for now. That's enough for now. What we'll do is we'll figure out why the video's not working, and we'll get that for you. But you can hear from just the audio how tortured this kid is. Somehow he revealed it to his mom that in the school election, and he says a little bit later in the video, but I don't want to roll it without the video actually working for our TV audience. But he says, I voted for him because I'd heard his name on TV before. And that sounds like a pretty silly reason for an adult to vote for somebody. But for a kid who's just a kid, I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like that's like a horrible thing for an 8-year-old to, hey, at least I've heard of him before, so that's the one I voted for. But she completely demeans him, puts him down, kicks him out of the house. In the video, she has his bag packed, a suitcase by the door. She makes this 8-year-old boy walk out the door, suitcase in tow. Walk down the street. She's like, you're not coming back here. You're not living here anymore. Now, evidently, this didn't sit very well with people that then ended up seeing it. Because, like I said, she wasn't very bright. She put it on social media and stuff, and it got out there. So they then had the officials come and look into it, and they examined the child, and they said they couldn't tell that there was any damage done to the child, you know, like we wasn't living in an abusive situation or whatever. And while this was not advised, that this was a one-time occurrence, blah, 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 you know, whatever. But can you imagine the absolute terror that's going through that little boy's brain? The absolute fear that he was going to have to leave the house. That's why the video is so, let's get this video going. Because you see on his face, and you can hear in his voice, the abject, just death fear that he's got, that he's going to have to spend the night out on his own somewhere with just himself and his suitcase. And the mom literally losing her mind because he voted for Donald Trump in a mock election at the elementary school. Now, the family happens to be African American. I don't know that that has anything to do with it. If it does, that's your observation, whatever. But in the video, you obviously see that. But I'm curious as to your reaction to this, and as it plays into the larger issue of Mr. Trump winning the election on Tuesday. Because you have these protesters that are marching up and down the streets. They're vandalizing things. They're conducting violence. There's all kinds of stuff that's being done against people that they perceive to be Trump supporters. There's these reports of these attacks, like the guy in Chicago that gets, you know, sideswiped. He gets out to exchange the insurance, and they beat him down. And you even have this mom yelling at this kid, saying that he has to get out of the house, that he can't stay at the house that night because he voted for Trump in a mock election. Friends, I don't remember 8 years ago the McCain voters doing this to the Romney supporters. I don't remember the McCain voters marching down the streets and shaking our fists in the air and saying, you know, how unfair the system is and all the rest of it. I think most of the McCain supporters, they didn't really enjoy losing the election, but I think they mostly got up and went to work the next day. Have we lost the ability? Is this what the fundamental transformation of America looks like? That now we have this occurring, and therefore this is to be expected, that we have these special snowflakes. They're not used to not getting their way. And so now when they lose an election, they themselves are going to be the ones that act this out. 888-340-3373. I do want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But an absolutely disgusting display from my standpoint. about what this mom did to this 8-year-old. The New York Post puts it this way. The mom tossed her son out of the house because he voted for Trump in a mock school election. She said, get your suitcase and get out. Bye. We don't do Donald Trump here, she said. She then makes the child, who bawls as he's walked down the street, stand on a street corner with a sign that read, my mom kicked me out of the house because I voted for Donald Trump. It's crazy, says one of the family's neighbors. People need to realize when you put certain things on social media, you never know how far it's going to go. Investigators say the case doesn't add up to child abuse and no charges have been filed. Doesn't it? She traumatized that kid. That kid was weeping, thinking he was not going to be able to go to his own house that night. Detective Joe Lura of the Fort Bend County, Texas Sheriff's Department said, I personally met with the family, saw the child, his well-being. He appears to be in good health. The mother later described the incident as a joke. Well, you bet she did, because she was about to lose her kid. Okay, 888-340-3373. Your calls when we come back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough live from New York, and here we are, the first broadcast following the election, and it's going to be a great show tonight. MJ Kronfeld's going to be with us. We've got Jihae, the actress and singer-musician. She stars in the new Nat Geo series that debuts Monday night on the topic of Mars. That's coming up, and we've got a we've got a very interesting topic tonight. Has the anti-Trump reaction after the election gone just way too far? And I mean way too far. We had a little trouble with the video in the last segment, but we're going to try to play it off a different source here. And, Nick, if you can zoom in on the big board, I've got the do you have it? Give me a yes or no, a heads up. Okay, he's going to have it in just one second. Okay, so, but the way this mother treats this child, to me, is really just unbelievable in terms of how harsh, how cruel. And it was all because she was hacked off that he voted for Donald Trump in a mock election at his elementary school. Take a listen.
Since you voted for Donald Trump, you can get your get out. The suitcase is packed by the door. Yeah, been packed since this morning. Bye. Matter of fact, and get your sign so when the people see you outside, they know why you're standing out there. Here you go. Now, here. Take your sign. Get up. Come on here. Come on. Everyone, come on here. Let's go. Come on. Take your sign. Let's go. You wanna, vote for him. I'm gonna show you. Come on.
Oh God.
Move.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Let's go. Here's your suitcase. Bye.
Uncle David.
Get your suitcase.
No.
Edward, get your suitcase and get out. Bye.
No.
Go.
No.
We don't do Donald Trump here. Get your suitcase.
Okay. No.
Now she physically pushes him out the door and physically pushes his suitcase behind him and shuts the door. Now he's walking up the street, and now she's trailing him with her camera, and she's still taunting him. You can hear that he's still crying.
You got school tomorrow. You should have thought about that. Bye.
And there he is standing on the street corner with the sign.
That's where you're gonna be at from now on. Yes.
My mom made me hold this sign because I voted for Donald Trump.
Why did you vote for him at school? Why did you vote for him at school? Why did you vote for him at school? Because you see him on TV a lot. Boy, bye. Anyway, yep, you see him on TV. Well, I hope you find another TV to see him on, because this is going to be your new home.
Okay.
You
enough.
Can't come back here.
She is, I've got so much raw reaction to this, just as a parent. But that poor kid, poor Elwood, he's not even understanding why he's being punished. And who's dumb enough to treat their child this way and put it on videotape? 888-340-3373. Does that constitute child abuse? Is that a reason that she may need now supervision or counseling for how she takes care of her kids? Who does that to an 8-year-old? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I guess Hillary Clinton voters do. I guess that's the question. I guess I answered my own question there. Let's go to a line two. Dina is in Fort Worth, Texas, my hometown originally. Hello, Dina. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Dina, are you there? Okay, let's go to line one. Do we have Walt from Pennsylvania? All right, we don't have anything working tonight. Fantastic. Let's 888-340-3373. If you're on hold, hold on. We'll figure out how to get you on the air shortly. But we need to figure out there's like gremlins in the system tonight or something. And I do want to have more discussion about this clip, because I feel like that when you look at the overall activity of the anti-Trump people, this is just one example. This is just one mom treating her kid this way from a single mock election. That, you know, she didn't. You don't talk to your kids? Like, there's a mock election coming up at the school, and they're not talking to you about why they may or may not vote for the candidate that they want to. You don't sit down and talk with them about the things that are important as to why you're going to vote for the candidate that you wish before they go through that process. It seems to me to be unfathomable that you can get to a point where you're actually punishing your child for taking something for taking a position on something that you obviously didn't prepare them for. And then so angry at them that you put them through that kind of torture. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So I would be interested in your thoughts on that. And if you want to weigh in, you can also send me an email, kmcradio@gmail.com. You can also send us messages on Facebook. I'd be glad to take some of your thoughts there as well until we get the phone lines straightened out. If you're on hold, stay there, because we think we're getting the phone system rebooted. It's just taking a couple of seconds here. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. One of the commenters on Facebook, by the way, Britt, said, "This breaks my heart." She said, I don't even like Donald Trump, but what this mom did to her kid is just cruel and disgusting. How poor this little boy must feel. Several other people weighed in saying, oh, I think it's just a joke. Can you joke with your kid like that? Can you put your kid through that? Who jokes with their kid like that? Who literally calls it a joke? To do that, you hear the crying of the child. It's an 8-year-old boy. This is not a colicky baby. This is a child who's obviously scared. He's scared that he's disappointed his mother terribly, obviously, and now she's gonna make him leave the house. See, even if you decide to call it off and then you don't even go through with it, to me it still is just immeasurably cruel. All right, I'm told that the phone calls are ready to go. We're going to talk to you when we get back. So hold on, Dwayne in Orlando. Hold on, Dina in Fort Worth. Hold on, Walt in Philadelphia. We're going to get to all of you coming up. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and so thankful that you can join us each Saturday night as well. Kevin McCullough. Coming up, G. Hay, the artist. Also, in the next hour of the Ladies' Lounge, M.J. Kronfeld back on the show tonight to talk philanthropy in public policy as we continue. It's Saturday night. It's Kevin McCullough. It's New York, and it is Radio Night Live.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Radio Night Live, live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And taking your calls, tonight's phone topic, we started out with this unreal story. And it's one of several that you could symbolically use to kind of talk about the reaction to the election from Tuesday. I don't remember people that lost in 2012 and 2008 having these kinds of reactions. And admittedly, this mom that we're highlighting tonight, I think she's a whack job. I think she's, like, way out of her gourd. But to do this to an 8-year-old child, is it child abuse? She says it's just a joke. How do you justify a mom doing this to their child? she literally, I played the whole clip in the last segment. She literally makes the child think that he is going to spend the night out and away from the home. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Dina in Fort Worth. Dina, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, me too. That is child abuse.
Sure seems like it to me.
It is. My mouth just dropped. I mean, wow. I can't believe that. And over this election? That's just dumb.
Well, and yet it obviously stirred something in that mom's mind. I mean, she's obviously upset that Hillary didn't win, but I just don't know how you can do that to your own child. Do you think there should be legal action taken against her?
Well, did she put that online or on television?
She put that video on social media, yeah.
Oh, well, there'll be somebody coming to get him. If it was in Fort Worth, that would happen.
Yeah, well, no, they're in Houston. They're not in Fort Worth, Houston. So just south of you a few hours.
Oh, well, that's about as bad. Yeah, she put that online. There'll be somebody calling her.
All right, good enough. Dina, thanks for the call. Appreciate your... Oh, did you have... you had an answer. Yeah, you wanted to make comment on about Trump winning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I watched your show last Saturday, and I remember you said he was going to win by a big margin, and he did, didn't he?
He sure did, Dina.
Yes,
thank you
did.
For remembering. Well, thank you for remembering.
I'm so proud of that. Woo!
Yeah. All right. Listen, thanks, Dina.
And I've voted in every presidential election since I was about 22, and I'm 78, and I've never seen this kind of reaction. Never.
Yeah, I haven't either. Good for you for participating the whole time, and I'm proud to say that my Texans came through. Dina, thanks for the call. Let's go to Orlando, Florida. Dwayne is there. Dwayne, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, good evening. I guess I wouldn't agree that it's on the bounds of child abuse, but it's definitely not a prudent or wise thing for parents to take it to that extreme over an election, especially with an 8-year-old child, as if the child really understood what was going on. So she's obviously not in touch where, you know, her child's maturity is. That's the one thing. But it's also, I think, a typical response of the left who, you know, they always talk about tolerance and inclusion. But as soon as it doesn't go their way, then all that gets thrown out the window.
Yep.
So I'm not surprised to see all the protests going on because that's just how they react. You know, Obama got elected. I didn't vote for him in the first election, didn't vote for him in the reelection. But I didn't go out and protest and say, oh, well, he's not president anymore,
right,
because I didn't agree with him.
Right.
But that's what they do, regardless of what it is. It's always this response from them whenever they lose.
Well, I think it's interesting that they say that he's not their president, because the only way that would be true is if they were renouncing their citizenship and leaving the country, getting rid of all of the benefits.
Or like they're trying to do, you know, getting the Electoral College thrown out because it didn't work in their favor in this election, but in the past it has. But I didn't see them, you know, saying, hey, let's get rid of it then. But
yeah,
Now because Hillary lost, all of a sudden, oh, it doesn't make sense anymore. So,
well, it's really blatantly plain that the Electoral College isn't going anywhere. It's in the Constitution. So unless we're ready to, you know, burn down the Constitution, I don't think it's going to be going anywhere anytime soon. Dwayne, thanks for the call. Let's go to Walt in Pennsylvania. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you?
Why, all of these... All right, how's yourself? Thank goodness we won, Kevin.
Were you doubtful?
Not really. I'd just like to say, Kevin, that all of these rabble-rousing protesters are simply following the mantra of Hillary Clinton's mentor, Saul Alinsky.
Yeah.
Saul Alinsky might be deemed the Vladimir Lenin of America. In his writings, he openly advocated the fomentation of anarchy and unrest in society. And that's exactly what these protesters are doing.
Yep.
I agree wholeheartedly with what Gino of the Bronx said last week. These people are veritable Bolsheviks. They represent a treasonous fifth column that's out to destroy this country from within.
I hear you. All right, Walt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Hey, I got a big welcome to make tonight to the broadcast. Our new sponsor, Landmark Gold. I'll be telling you more about them in the segments ahead. Plus, Jehae, the actress, joins me next here on Radio Nylon.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
1681. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back live in New York. And it's a very interesting evening tonight because we've got the big topic, which is what's up with the Trump reaction following the win? Should they continue to protest to the degree that they are? But coming up on Monday, a very unique world premiere. Take a look at this right here. Evidently, we don't have what I thought we had, which was the trailer for the new series that's going to debut on Nat Geo called Mars. This last week, I knew that it was going to be coming up, and I got to go to the debut, the premiere of it here in New York, and someone who was in attendance at there, and they had like, I don't know, 2,000 people that came to the premiere and walked the yellow carpet. Nat Geo doesn't do things on red carpets. They do things on yellow carpets. If you understand National Geographic, that's an inside joke. Anyway, and a very unique figure in the film itself is a woman who plays twin sisters, both one who stays behind on the mission in Mars and one that goes on the mission and is in the capsule that goes to the Red Planet. And I had a chance to talk to her. Her name is Jehae. She is a singer-songwriter, mostly, and she also has now stuck her toe into the world of acting. And so what I wanted to do was sit down with her and ask her to come on with us. Jehae, first of all, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. What drew you to the part that you play here in the National Geographic series called Mars?
Well, what drew me was, well, first of all, yes, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I have not, I wasn't pursuing this. I didn't even know about it, but what happened was I was told by the producers and the director that they were looking to fill this role for 4 months, and they couldn't figure it out.
Huh.
And the director is an old friend of mine, and he saw a casting tape of someone who had my... Something about that person reminded me of him, and he realized, oh, my gosh, this is the person we've been looking for, and I can't believe I didn't think of this. And so he got me in to go through the audition with a self-tape, and the callback was through FaceTime because they were all in Budapest in pre-production.
Yeah.
And and it was kind of funny because it was literally, you know, going back and forth and improvising and doing these scenes with the reader in Budapest, and it would freeze. And we had to call back on the phone again.
Yeah.
Or on the FaceTime again. So that was interesting. But, yeah, so it was... Yeah, I think people assume now that I'm an actor, and I'm still trying to get used to that title.
Yeah.
Well, but it was.
And forgive me, I was not familiar with your background at all. But once I saw the premiere, I went and did some research and actually took a listen to a lot of your tunes. And you've got a really broad wealth of talent, and so it's obvious why you were the right choice for this. Let me ask you another question. The night of the premiere, when we packed it out here in New York, I got to guess there were 1,000, 2,000 people there, something like that. It was huge. And
yeah.
When I got invited to the project, I wondered, was this going to be real documentary? Was it going to be like a total docudrama? I had very, low expectations of what the final product was going to end up being. And I have to say, Jehae, that after I saw that pilot episode, I walked out jazzed about this show, and I think it's going to be one of the best things on television this fall. When you understood that you were playing, and for those that are just joining us, Jehae plays two characters in the story. They are twin sisters, and one is on the mission to Mars, and one stays behind. How do you prepare for playing such kind of polar opposite roles?
Well, I started out with my own duality, the masculine and the feminine, and designated Hannah with the masculine because she had pilot training. She was in the Air Force in order to become a pilot on the rocket ship. And then I did a lot of research on identical twins and their dynamics and learned such deep connection. There's no other connection that's so much deeper than a mother and child connection. That
right.
Identical twins have. And I remember hearing a story of how this one identical twin went with his twin brother on a trip to Europe, and one of them fell in love, decided to stay, the other one went back. And he said that the void that he was feeling to not have his brother there anymore for the first time was like his spirit or his soul was missing. And it's that intense and deep deep connection between identical twins. And so, you know, what I had to do was, because they're identical, they have so much in common as well. You know, maybe as far as intelligence level, the way outlook on life, but, you know, what I had to do was gather from the script, based on the different scenarios and circumstances, what each person's goal was in life and their outlook. And then I had to go back and create backstories from childhood until their present age. And I had to do it so detailed to make it real for me. So, for example, if the twins were playing with a Saturn V rocket model and mom says, come in for dinner, who goes in and who's out there still playing and has to get yelled at to come back in, you know?
Right.
And of course I decided it was going to be Hannah, you know, and to, you know, what were they like in their teenage years? Who was more introvert? Who was more popular with the boys? Who had more relationships? You know, what kind of school do they go to? And during this whole process, you know, from age six, where they were at the planetarium and they made a pact that they'll go to Mars together. You know, from that point on, how did that dream live on for each individual? You know, and once I fleshed out all the details and stories and the blood and flesh of each character, it
was much easier for me. Well, Jihei, we appreciate your explanation on that. It begins on November the 14th, which is Monday night, and it is called Mars. It is produced by Nat Geo. Ron Howard and Brian Glazer are the executive producers, and it is it's going to be stunning. So, Jihei, again, thanks for spending some time with us tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We're going to get back to your calls and back to the topic of the night. Plus, the Ladies Lounge is at the top of the hour. 888-340-3373 is our number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So glad you're with us. It's Calvin McCullough live from New York. It's Radio Night Live and the Hot Sardines, of course, the house band playing us back tonight. And again, if you want more info on Mars, go to the Nat Geo website and look for it Monday night on the Nat Geo channel. Real quickly, did your portfolio finish 22% up year to date this year? It may seem impossible to do that. But I'm going to tell you, there is an investment that is up that much this year, and it is not a stock investment. In fact, it is precious metals. But I want to introduce you to our newest sponsor, Landmark Capital. This is a gold and silver group that is actually founded by people of immense character. And David Fisher, the founder, is going to be a guest on the show coming up. But they've just released a new white paper called The Coming Bail-In. And this report actually describes what they define as a bail-in, which has to do with the Dodd-Frank legislation. I didn't know this until I sat down with David. But under Dodd-Frank, the government has decided to work with banks to say that if they are holding your money at a time of crisis, a significant financial crisis, significant cataclysmic natural crisis, global crisis, war crisis, that they can actually seize that money and use it for purposes of their own without your permission. So how kosher is that? Well, it's part of the law. It's part of what Dodd-Frank allows to be done. What they can't touch is resources that you have in your own possession. And so Landmark Capital would like to send you this report, The Coming Bail-In, describing how you can secure through contacting them all the details needed to set up the ability for you to keep your own resources at your disposal. Plus, they want to offer you a complimentary financial blueprint, which is a really cool tool that they will sit down and ask and work with you through a series of questions, get your understanding of what you want to do for your financial future, your planning long term, et cetera, et cetera. They will help develop that footprint with you and then help you execute it so that you reach your goals financially. Again, if you want to get that, call this number. It's up on your screen, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. It doesn't cost anything to get both the Coming Bail-In white paper and the financial blueprint, 844-604-2575. Landmark Capital, a brand new sponsor to Radio Night Live. Real quickly, let's go to Shirley in Augusta. Shirley, you want to weigh in on the response after the election? Go right ahead.
Hi there. This is Shirley.
Yes.
From Augusta, Georgia.
That's what I said. Go right ahead.
Yes. I'm calling the son of the mother that put her little son out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she has to realize that, you know, she's wrong. And she has to realize that it was in class, and maybe he was doing the same thing that everybody else was doing in class, but she had to realize that God is in control. Everybody getting upset and boycotting and fighting and going on.
Yeah, I don't think under any circumstances you get to...
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
6816.